Now let's learn a little bit about Rav Shlomo Zalman's character traits. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was known to be, I guess, in the Haredi Welt, in the Haredi world, and he learned in that world. He had extremely high respect for Avram Yitzchak Cook. He would always speak highly and talk about him and Rav Arya Levin. And he was pressed at times to speak negatively, but he would never speak badly about Rav Cook. And when Rav Shlomo Zalman's book was printed, he got an approbation from Rav Cook. Some contemporaries pushed him to take out Rav Cook's approbation. And he said, if Rav Cook's approbation doesn't appear, then none of them will appear. That's how he felt. He felt it was sheker to speak negatively about Rav Cook. In fact, he would never get involved in politics, but once there was a candidate, and he was asked his opinion, should we let this person run? And he said no, because he doesn't refer to him as Rav Cook, he refers to Rav Cook as Cook. That alone passes him from being able to be a political candidate. And he would often tell the story about how there was a zealot, and he would speak negatively about Rav Cook until one day he saw somebody singing Shir HaMalot with such intensity, and he looked, and who was it? It was Rav Cook, and from then on, he would never speak negatively about Rav Cook. Rav Shlomo Zalman, very appropriate for this week's parsha, he hated machlokes, and he would run away from any sort of criticism. And his shita was that if he saw someone write an article which started off criticizing, he would not interested in that article. If he wrote praise and then pointed out some constructive criticism, then he was willing to read that person's opinion. But if it was all about criticism, he wasn't interested. When people would come to resolve disputes, he wouldn't just resolve their disputes, but he would make sure that they would emerge as friends after the dispute. They tried to press very hard for Shlomo Zalman to get involved in politics, to pick this candidate, Degel or Aguda, but he absolutely refused to get involved because he thought it was Inyanei Machloket, and he just would not get involved in Machlokes. But at the same time, when people would speak negatively about one side or the other, he would say, we have to understand they're doing what they're doing for the sake of the Tzibur, and we can't speak negatively against anyone who's doing what they're doing for the sake of the Tzibur. Rav Shlomo Zalman would be found, before he would give shir, learning Musar, learning ethics. They asked him why. He said, sometimes people ask me silly questions, and I, you know, find myself maybe getting mad, but so I need to mechazik myself to learn Musar so that I can accept everyone with love and tolerance. There's a story told that Rav Shlomo Zalman once sent a student to go from the Kol Torah Yeshiva, and he asked him to be accepted in Shalavim. The Rosh Yeshiva tested him, and he wasn't acceptable. So later, someone pointed out, how dare you, if the Gaon, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Tzaddik, one of the Gedolim of the generation, asked you to come to your yeshiva, how do you test that boy? So the Rosh Yeshiva of Shalavim agreed, and he said, I want to beg forgiveness. And right away, Rav Shlomo said, forgiven. Now, what's the issue? And he explained to him the issue, and he said, what? You think I would, just because I made a suggestion, I wouldn't want you to test the boy? Of course you should test the boy. I was simply suggesting. But just because I have an opinion doesn't mean you should just always agree to my opinion. You should use your own brain. That was the simple humility of the sweet tzaddik of Shlomo Zalman. We'll stop here for today. Shmi zoche to run away from machlokes and controversy and have simple humility like Shlomo Zalman.